Dear Swaha, this is my first letter to you. First of all, I want to say hi. 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 Voila. So now, I have seen you, but now it makes it official, no? Hi. Where's Oda coming from? It's your son, no? After the blissful spring retreat, I knew I had to come back. That is good. Then you had a taste of blissful spring then. And here I am. It is such a great feeling to be back. I feel I am in paradise. You are, and who could believe, think that, no? That paradise is not afterlife, it's here. Nobody believes that, no? Before they experience it. Now I also have the courage to write you a letter. I really want to get a stronger connection with you. Yeah? How strong connection? Yeah? That's good. It should be unshakable, you know. All my life I have been making so many shelters around myself. I have created my own secure shell. This shell, it might be safe, no? But nothing much happening there. That's the thing. You know, they find the pearls. Huh? They dive after the pearls, no? And then they have to break it. They are very beautiful, but they are hidden inside the shell. You have to break the shell to find the pearl. For the people also, that is one of my nicknames. Shell breaker. Coconut crusher. What to do? If people are ready, then they know, then they want. They put their head down like that. Crack. Otherwise, they scream and run away. That is how it is. It's many people, they like to have secure shell, but then it's not much happening there. And I'm so afraid of being rejected and hurt. But now I feel it is time for me to open up for life, love and laughter. This is the thing, you know, because we are afraid, then we hide because we are afraid to be rejected and hurt. It's the same thing, no? You have to be ready. And the key is, don't take yourself so serious, no? Then who cares? And second thing, when you get more aware and when you stand more up for yourself, then you're also more aware who you are with. Because why be with people who hurt you? Isn't it nicer to be with people that likes you, that loves you, that enjoy your company? That is much better. So unconscious, and everybody is unconscious, the society where you're coming from. So it's just by chance who your family is, who your friends is, who your best friend is, who your husband is, who your wife is all by chance. Huh? When you start being more conscious, then only can you start choosing, do I want this? Hmm? That's why I say when you start standing up for the truth, for your heart, then everything will start changing. Hmm? Because then you're not just a driftwood. You start looking at your life now. Now I can start taking choices. Maybe I don't want to go there. Maybe I don't want to be there. Maybe I don't want... Maybe this is not my friend. Maybe not. This is not my family. Who knows? And that's why it's so scary. You have to stand up for what your inner truth is telling you. And that will definitely mean change. Hmm? But that change you should welcome. You don't be afraid of it. Because now you start being true to yourself. That's why you are here. Hmm? So then everything becomes insecure. Hmm? But when everything is insecure, then you get more alert. I know how it is to walk in the high mountains, in the Himalayas, and sometimes it's 1,000 meters down, just half a meter apart. You can't just no, you have to be present. Otherwise, you die, no? If you walk on the highway, you can just eat the right thing here. Unconscious. So the higher you go, the more you have to be alert. Hmm? The more responsibility you have for yourself, you have to be present. You can't be unconscious. And everybody walks around unconscious. Again and again, falling into situations that you're wondering, how did this happen? How did it happen? Because you don't know what you're doing. So just a little bit awareness, you start reflecting, you start taking conscious decisions. Hmm? But that maybe you have to practice. You have to be vigilant in the beginning because you are used to being asleep. To be asleep is very easy. Because when people are asleep, then they can dream about everything. They don't have any responsibility. Hmm?
Because I was sleeping.
But you are asleep even when you think you are awake. Terrible situation. Huh? I'm the one, I come and tickle you in the morning. No, I don't even need to crack your shell, I just tickle you. Hmm? And if you like to wake up, then you will be very happy. Hmm? That's why I don't tickle you before I feel that you are ready. And you say hi, I want to say hi, hi. But now I feel it's time for me to open up for life, love and laughter. Yes. That is the same. You opening up to me, you want to come closer. You want the stronger connection. Hmm? But life is wild. I will open up all the different sides to life. Hmm? There is no roses without the thorns. Huh? You have to welcome everything. Hmm? I'm not the kind of place it's safe. Are you ready still? Huh? What? No, yes or no? Huh? Yes or no? Yes. What? Yes. Okay. Yeah. This is just the first step, just checking in. Otherwise, what's the point of talking? I'm so good at giving love to the people around me. But I need some help to crack my shell in order to be able to receive. Can you help me to crack my shell? Summer love odor. Sure. That's what I'm doing. How does it feel to be cracked? Nothing to be afraid of, no? Huh? How is it? Huh? Weird? How is it weird? What's happening? You find another word for that weird? See if you find another. What would it be? Exciting. Unknown. That is the two opportunities. Either it can be exciting or you can close down in this yard. That's the two things. Now you have chosen to open up. It's very good. Yes, I can help you. Don't worry. It's already happening, Oda. You had to come back. That is the sign. If you feel, if people are ready, then it happens by itself. It's not in your hands, it's not in my hands, it happens by itself. But I will support that. Don't be afraid. It is time now. When you go back, you have to practice then, huh? Be more crazy there in Kristiansand. No, they don't, huh? They only know how to be, in Norway. They only know how to be crazy when they get drunk, no? Huh? You have to show them how to be wild and crazy without, huh? Just on life. That's what I'm teaching. No? Then the police come and they ask, you have to blow this balloon, no, to see. And then they will be surprised. Nothing. What is it? I'm a crazy master, so if you're ready, that I really get excited. What should I start? If you're afraid, okay, we start to play you a song. Okay. Welcome. Come back, no? Then Brazil in November, no? You going to school? Study? How long? Many years more? Three. It goes fast, huh? As long as you have some breaks. What do you study?
I'm going to start studying.
Start.
Human wealth.
Human wealth. There, I'm teaching that. What else? Human wealth. That's good. Take care of the brain, or studying it takes a lot of time. It's good. Come back, have a balance. Okay, this is a song.
It's been a while. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. You know, some of you might still be in that place. You're trying to get out.
Trying to get out. Just follow me.
You can try and read my lyrics off, but it's taken away. But you will take a sting of these words before I say them. Cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. What I say, I'm gonna do something, I do it. I'll give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's gassed up, but things are stopping me. I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, I'm proud of me. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No advance of us, I'm trying to ask you why, how can he? From infinite. Still sitting, whether he's on salary, paid hourly until he bows.
Okay. That's a good beginning. Hey. Listen to these words from Hafiz. I once had a student, a disciple, who would sit alone in his house at night, shivering with worries and fears. And come the morning, he would often look as thought he had been raped by a ghost. So afraid. Then one day I felt so much pity on him that I crafted for him a knife from my own divine sword. Since then I have become very proud of this disciple. For now, come night, not only has he lost all his fear, no, he goes out just looking for trouble. I show you all sides. In the beginning, then people always confuse, they always compare, no? Because that is how the mind is. Oh, my beloved Master of Miracles, how I missed you. At the same time, I felt you so close. I got very happy when I arrived here. There is so much peace here, so much stillness, so much beauty, and overflowing nature, so easy to relax. To go deeper, to find the pure being, natural, alive, fresh. That's what they call the Buddha field, Jaimati, where these things happen so easy. To be in the Dharma mountain once again in this beautiful Buddha field seems like a miracle. And a great gift. I still hardly believe that I'm here. Because of health issues, I couldn't have come, and I wouldn't, but the call was too strong. What health issues do you have?
No problem, it's all just okay. I have to do a surgery.
Yeah? When? You?
Soon.
That's why you go back?
Yes.
Why not just wait a few more weeks? You have your schedule. You see, it got worse when you drive around Italy for many months. Here is no problem. Here is safe. But all those Italians and that honking. Anybody can get stressed. You have to be alert where you go. What? Yes. I told you even before, you know, I have to go. Nice, nice family driving around Colosseum for 2 months. Could kill anybody. Especially when you are sensitive human being. You like peace, you like nature, you like to be in satsang. This is available, Jaimati. You don't go around driving in Rome then. That's heaven and hell. If you don't have any health issues, you definitely will get it. But this is how we think we have to do many things. I was feeling you were waiting for me, and I knew that I had to come because the heart could not rest. Once again, the heart won and felt happy. The heart knows it has to strengthen itself so it can continue the process of change that started last retreat, so I can really live the Jaimati, my true nature, being myself all the time. You have to continue the process. And you say it has to strengthen itself. This you have to be very alert. This is the truth. You have to be very clear that you have to support yourself. And everything is possible. You do good choices now. Not out of habit, but out of the heart. You haven't really realized that it is happening. It's still a little struggle. Be good with yourself. Everything is possible now, Jaimati. There's no effort because the doors are open. You say the heart knows it has to strengthen itself so it can continue the process of change that started last retreat. Yeah, you have to. I realize that when I'm in this space, there is no fear, no guilt, no insecurity. That's how it is, but you have to stand up for it. You have to make it stronger. And this is the safest place. Not with the mafia. Corleone. And now that I tasted this, I no longer can live without it. And most, it is proven even from science, more and more, what the mystics always knew, that this bad help and all the problems, it comes mostly from tension, from stress. From conflict in ourselves. So when you are more in harmony, everything, the whole body falls in harmony. So this is, should be first on the list. When you are in tune, when you are in harmony in your center, that will spread out. Because it's in your center. It's not that the other way. You can have a healthy physical body, but that might not reach the inner. But the other way, it does. I want to go deeper into myself and keep in tune with you, my beloved Master of Clarity. I would like to share the experience that I had in the first day of Born Again. While I was drawing many pink hearts, suddenly I started crying. Then I felt your presence very strongly and entered a space of love and gratitude. In this moment, I had the insight that beside being my master, you are also a great friend, my best friend, my special friend, so precious, the one who is always with me, holding my hand, stimulating me and giving me the courage to keep on walking. You are a friend who knows me more than I do. Then I felt such a great trust. It was a beautiful and special moment because it happened in the space of the innocence of my inner child. Thank you, dear Master and friend, for your great love and friendship. With trust, surrender, love and respect at your feet, Jaimati. It's true, the Master is your best friend. Because when you people think about Master, then it's something that is beyond you, is higher than you. No, a friend is even with you. And that is the true Master. Just reminding you, you can make it. Come on. Just take my hand and I pull you. That is the friend. And it's good you had this insight. Because first you have to allow yourself to be innocent like a little child again. Because then you unburden yourself. And many of us didn't have an innocent childhood. Even when you were a child, it wasn't innocent. Because all the parents and all the grown-ups, they forget innocence. So you have to reclaim this innocence. That's why I have this techniques and processes here. So you can just start being innocent, unburdened. And then the outcome is this, that you have great insights. You feel so much love and gratitude. Life becomes a wonder again. No, the next is to learn to functioning in a grown-up body, in that innocence. That will change everything, because now you have new interests, new values. Because the innocence of a child, that is not true innocence, because the child is also ignorant. A wise man, a sage, that is true innocence. He is worthy of it, she is worthy of it. Because he has unburdened himself again. in some mysterious way. But still, he is a child and also a mature human being. That is what makes a sage, a holy man. That is what in India they call Dwij, twice born. The first time you get born, you will lose the innocence. Then it's a long struggle to find back to your innocence. Then to be twice born, you get born again as a grown-up. That is the Buddha. In so this innocence that you are feeling, you have to embrace it. So it can grow on you. Be healthy, no? And the body can never be healthy. Who cares about that? Always problem. But problems are not problems. That's the good news. Meditate on it. When you are innocent, it means that now you have no opinions. Now, a child in his innocence, he doesn't know and he's happy. And that is the first step on the real journey. You have to realize that you don't know. Only then can you be ready to start learning new, fresh, unburdened. So all the mystics says you have to empty yourself. It's not that you get more. It's a question of emptying yourself. Where's Ananda? Where you get this name?
From my master, Dharmesh.
In Mexico? It's a... Ocho Sanyas, no? Dharmesh. Very good. He's doing good there?
Yeah.
In Mexico City?
Huh?
Very big city.
Huge.
Huge. I've been there. Yeah. Yeah, I liked. Because only one day. Day and then I liked a lot. I was surprised because it was clear, and I heard so much it was so polluted, no? Because it's in the valley, no? I didn't know, I just thought it was very... No, there was clear sky and montañas. Bonito. All very nice. Yes. I enjoyed. at the coffee, Mexican coffee on the hotel lobby, just looking out. Very nice. But it was, one was enough, no? I feel so much gratitude for being in this place, for getting to know you and feel you. It has only been 2 weeks and I feel enormous transformation. I am becoming more quiet, more calm. And sometimes during a meditation, I can feel my heart beating and my breath so alive that I just cry. You knew you had to come. Il dormait senti, non? Very good. Yesterday in satsang, I felt very strange. I had a resistance to you and I even felt angry. But you got me. No, I can't resist anymore. I give up. That must be an enormous transformation only in a short time. No, you already give up. Normally people, they try a long time. Some people, they go on for years, fighting inner struggle, conflict, judgment. Huh? You're doing very good. This is bound to come up. You say, I had the resistance to you and I even felt angry. Yeah, because I have to squeeze a little bit, no? Because out of friction, then something new can happen. You need friction, you need conflict to get out of it. Because then you can see it. If you don't see where your blind spots are, you can't go across it. So that is always an opportunity to go beyond. Either you get stuck in the anger, which is mostly people, they get stuck in the judgments, in the anger. Because the mind has control. Here is very difficult. Because you see it, you know inside that there's something more. So even that is good because it was something you went through. Many people, they have to go through that. But you got me. No, I can't resist anymore. I give up. I had this feeling that I knew what I was doing and where I was going. That is a very strange thing, that most people have this sickness. They think they know, and they think they know where they go. Everything normal. Only some people, when they can't resist anymore, then they see clearly. This is not how it is. I had this feeling that I knew what I was doing and where I was going. But then it all fell down. It was destroyed, finished. I felt so vulnerable that I felt like giving up, not knowing what to expect. Because this vulnerability, that is what people are afraid. That's why it very seldom happens that people surrender, that they let go, that they open up, that they bow down. Because they can't stand, no ego can stand to be vulnerable. Because the mind, the ego is in control. And when you lose control over your whole image, then you become very fragile, very soft, very vulnerable. So very few people go into that territory. And if they feel that, then like you say, I felt like giving up. Then it's two possibilities. Some people in the so-called ordinary world, they become a failure. because they are soft, they can't function, they collapse. Because this is not known. But in a spiritual journey, or with the master, then it rises you. In the ordinary world, then people collapse. Because in the eyes of the society, then you don't function. Everybody tells you, be strong, go on, fight, fight for it. You can make it. Just step on people, you can manage. Be better. So this is just the opposite. No, something collapsed. Then what? You have nothing to hold on to. That's where a leap can happen. A new insight, a new dimension. I felt so vulnerable that I felt like giving up, not knowing what to expect. That's exactly where I want you. Because then you are available. You can never know what to expect with me. Even I doesn't know. I never know what he has up his sleeve. This guy, I don't know, I have no idea. Suddenly he does something, everything is very meditative, and then suddenly Eminem comes. Who knows? It's crazy. It's not like, That's why people have to go through the ideas. Some people are like that. Many things can hold you back. You have many opinions, many ideas. Some people even comparing. Oh, Buddha said that. Jesus did like that. Osho said that. Papaji like that. Crazy. The only way out is to fall in tune with the Beloved. If you feel something is opening, that is the door. It's the opening that matters. I felt so vulnerable that I felt like giving up, not knowing what to expect. Then you played a song of surrender, and I knew instantly that I was feeling just that. And I cried. Yes, you knew instantly because the climate was there. But otherwise you could have missed it, because you can't. You have nothing to compare it to. It's a new fragrance. It's a new dimension. But something in you recognized it. That's again and again. I go on in from this way to that way. So you maybe slowly, slowly start remembering. You start recognizing it. I knew instantly that I was feeling just that, surrender, and I cried. Yes. Tears and surrender, they are a very good couple. Very nice. Because you can do it, it comes from some other place. That you should be very happy with it. It seems like none of my old ways are helping me anymore. It is finished. I really want to be born again. I don't know what is going to happen to me, but I don't care. I just want to be open for love and guidance. So this is what I'm asking you for. I finally got to a point where I cannot do it on my own anymore, without guidance. So I surrender to a bigger love. I can feel the love. I just know it, and I feel your love, and I trust you. Thank you for listening to my heart. Love, Ananda. Very good, Ananda. This is the right moment. And you can't get any guidance if there is no trust, if there is no love. If love is there, if trust is there, then you know. Who cares what it is? You are just open for the new, for guidance. Very good. Welcome. The mystic says also there is a new dimension to life that you don't know about. That dimension is you. That dimension is your reality. You've been lost in thinking, knowing, thinking you knew where you were going. When all that is collapsing, then can you start from a deeper place, from a more real place? The funny thing is that everybody trying desperately to keep the fragile shell together. And then when it collapses, then they are very happy. But you can't do it. It happens when it happens. Just like the wind. It comes when it comes. You can't do anything. But when it comes, enjoy it. Who is Shivani? Beloved Swaha, taking part in leading the groups during this first week of the retreat, the fear of speaking in front of a big group of people came very strongly up for me. It is like this fear just takes over and words simply don't come out. I guess this has always been with me my whole life. I just haven't seen it so clearly before. Now you start understanding why I try to push you to do things now. Because you have to have the experience to see. And out of the understanding, then the clarity, then the pieces fall together. I think it has to do with some childhood experience, with abuse. At that time, I was told to keep this secret and not to speak about it with anyone else. And as a good child, in loyalty to my father and the rest of the family, I didn't speak. Instead, I was singing in a way in which I could still feel a connection. There has been a lot of shame and guilt around this. many times this is very hidden because it's very unpleasant, and it's almost like the mind is not really allowed even to think about it, because it has to do with your own family. So it makes a block. But I remember when I was amazed how many people have gone through these kind of traumas as a child. Many years have passed, and I have looked into this issue many, many times, layer after layer. But I guess I didn't see how much this was still a part of my personality until now. Until now. Very good. I remind you again and again, you don't know, because you are your personality. You don't know anything else. You don't know anything else before you're out of it. It comes a moment, then you are not identified with your whole story. Then only can you see, you have a distance. However, with a lot of support from my friends and not running away from this fear, something else also happened, and I could relax in leading the group, be present and share with my friends in the group in an easy way. Then words came by themselves, simple, no fuss, just relaxing. This experience has been very precious for me. It has been a pure gift. Yes. No, you see, that I'm trying and trying all the time, but you are resisting your own growth. No, when you're going to start seeing it? Where's Mumina? Just behind you. Mumina also, many times I have said to her, but they are so holding back and a little shy. You have to come out, because you have done many trainings, many experiences, many groups, many processes. Then comes a time where you have to share that, not put it out. Then you will learn a different side of yourself. No, both Shivani and Mumina is good now. very good. It has been a pure gift. Right now I feel I can relax deeper with all this. Sometimes emotions comes and goes, but I feel I can share myself more freely and be present in another way than before. Also, looking back, I have a different understanding about my past, also about my father, whom today in my heart I only love. Yes, out of understanding there is acceptance, because things are just as that they are. So that is the sign that people have understood, that they have realized something. Then there comes peace, because they understand now. They even understand why people did it. That is understanding. It's nothing about right or wrong. It has to do with understanding. It has to do with seeing. And out of seeing, then you understand that this person who did this has also his or her problems. Then you forgive, and out of the forgiveness, then there is peace. Then there is compassion. With no understanding, no peace, no compassion. I want to thank you for all the gifts you are giving and constantly pouring on all of us. I'm just very happy that you unwrapped one. Huh? Very good. Thank you for pulling me in your own mysterious way, and also for all the help and support you have given me for so many years. Even though I have been such an arrogant idiot. Yes, you're all arrogant idiots, but don't worry. I'm used to it. What can I do? I go on and on. Anyway. We have to do something. And if people get out of the arrogance, out of the idiocy, then it's well worth it. That's how it is. And you can only see that you've been an arrogant idiot when you are free of it. Then you can say it. No arrogant idiot says, I'm an arrogant idiot. No, no way. You are stuck in it. So this is this proof that no, you are not so identified with your arrogance. No, you are more humble now. Something has melted. Something has left you. Very good. I'm very happy, yeah? Because you can fool yourself, but you can't fool me. I'm tremendous, grateful beyond words and beyond what I can ever express. Yes, but try new ways to express it now, Simone. Okay? We will find, I will have many ideas also. No, it's good. We can work together more now. In deep trust and gratefulness, you are Shivani. Yes, and this is, these understandings, these insights, these transformations, this is where there becomes even deeper trust, love, gratefulness. Because now you have felt it. Now you know it. No, there is no doubt. Very good. P.S. Thank you also to Marpa for all the patience, love and support. And to Bansi, Mumina, Sujaya for the sharings and gentle support that helped me look into this. Very good. That's what friends are for. Very good. Good family. I'm very proud of my family. I wish all is hearing and listening to this song so they understand, no? And get out of their arrogance. This is a very old song that has been going on, but only a few people listen. Only a few people get touched. The satsang song. No, the rain come now. That was good. It was so much sun today. Take down your umbrellas and feel the rain. Aum Shanti. Mm-hmm.